Hello everyone, are we live? Do we have sound? How are you guys doing? Oh my god, it's getting complicated. Odyssey did give me what they wanted to give, what I asked for, which is a reset button that shows up before the show, but it didn't work. I hit reset before the show. The show started with no sound still. How are you doing, people of the regular chat, rollers, motherfuckers? Are you doing? Tonight will be a deep dive into the world of pimping. So get your bitches doing their thing. Gather your hoes around you. We will be upping your game of the game. We will be upping your understanding of the game of pimping through this review of this young man named Lil Kelpie, a name that he gets from a cartoon from SpongeBob SquarePants. And I've shown a clip of him getting beaten recently, but I hadn't realized then that there was a whole rabbit hole to dig here. And this guy is freaking hilarious. This guy is a white guy who's trying to show up in the pimping business of rap / hip hop / people on the street / crackheads. And he's like, yeah, I want to become a pimp. And people are laughing at him. And in response to this, he's like, hey, you guys are laughing at me because I'm white. He is claiming discrimination because there are too many pimps out there that are Hispanic and black, but he wants to be a white pimp. And this guy is either actually engaged in what he claims. I don't know if there's actual prostitution going on here. I have no clue. Or he is in the most massive rap-related trolling experiment ever. Deadstar says, show me pics. We'll get to it. I'll review most of this interview. It is absolutely stunning, this guy. Just before we get into the pimping autism review, Sam Bankman-Fried has just been arrested. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas after U.S. files criminal charges. Good news. I mean, it would have been such an injustice if this guy fled. Clearly, he's been wasting people's money. He's been using underground routes to redirect their money instead of keep it safe. And he's not been living up to his commitment to buy bitcoins and not waste them on some girlfriend. And so he should totally be arrested. This is one of the biggest fraud in the history of US economics and the world. And it's also an attack on the good side of crypto. And so hopefully there will be a trial and he will be found guilty. He's been arrested in the Bahamas. So the Bahamas police is collaborating with the US. And all of this is to eventually bring him to the US for criminal charges. Meanwhile, Ye has started a Telegram account. His first comment, that's his only post, Ye Official, 51,000 subscribers. And his first post is a signature of him accepting to meet Vladimir Putin. But, okay, he accepts to meet Vladimir Putin, but did Vladimir Putin want to meet him? They say they are going to meet on December 15, 2022. That's in 3 days from now. So Ye would be meeting. I can't believe this, but Ye and Nick might be sitting in front of Vladimir Putin in 3 days from now. The memes are going to be amazing if this is true. But all I see is a signature of Ye that says, I agree to meet Putin on December 15. And he says it is not it is not directly related to, it will be for to discuss many things, including Brittany Griner, a possible pardon for her. So I guess that when you do a prisoner exchange, the person technically is still an offender. The person still has committed the crime, but you've exchanged her as a prisoner. A pardon, I don't think would change much, but I guess that a pardon would mean that she can return to Russia and be treated not like a criminal, but like a visiting person. Well, that's interesting. Ye might very well get Ye and Nick just sitting in front of Vladimir. Oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Lodazal says, I agree to meet JF on December 12th. Yeah, that sounds like it. It's like we don't have the confirmation on the Russian side that this would happen. Ye post on Telegram, he says, Jesus, we are grateful for the safe return of Brittany Griner. We pray for Paul Whelan and everyone being held in a foreign prison. White lives matter too. Amen. Also, to President Trump, my offer still stands for you to be my vice president. Council says you would definitely help us with the white vote. Are we about to see Nick Fuentes and Ye going to Russia and bringing back Paul Whelan for free? Is that about to happen? Is that about to happen that the American intelligence community will not have been able to get Paul Whelan back, but Ye and Nick will get him? That would be awesome. That would be fucking beautiful. The memes, I mean, if Vladimir Putin has put this together, he wants to cut the grass under the feet of Trump, I guess, and the Republicans. My God, that would be beautiful. But for now, it's just dream. For now, it's just we're being shown this on a very new Telegram. It's not even clear whether it's Ye. People are asking for the link to that Telegram. Okay, let me give you the link right here. Well, okay, there it is. Here's the link to the Telegram. My God, that would be insane. Master Slave says, you guys can't possibly believe this nonsense is legit. I mean, I'm open to everything. At this point with Ye, who knows? Who knows? If you do, you're really stupid. Well, I don't know, man. Ye has been doing some crazy stuff, and he's the kind of crazy mind who could pull this off. John Drake says, Putin should give him up to Ye. What a troll. That would be the most massive troll in the entire history of human civilization. And it would be so, when you think about it, it would be so smart. So smart for exactly what Putin wants. Today is, I'm starting to feel the Christmas feeling. And I have these gigantic shrimps. I love them. Am I still banned from Twitter? Yes. But something changed. I'm still banned from Twitter, but yesterday I had a checkup of my phone security. It popped off in my Twitter account as I was looking for clips and everything for the show. And they said, we want to check that your phone is still the same phone number. Interesting. And then I repeated an appeal from my cell phone. And my old appeal wasn't there anymore. It was not like they said, oh, this is related to your old case. We're going to stack your email above the others. I appealed and it was a fresh response. They were saying, okay, we will consider your appeal. And please write back to us through your email to confirm that you control your email. Something has happened. I've been either purged from the system and they've decided that I didn't win my appeal, but they didn't tell me about it. Or something happened with the fact that I did it from my cell phone instead of my desktop computer. I don't know, but some things are bizarre with my Twitter account right now. So all of this digging of the rabbit hole of pimping, which I didn't know there was such a thing as the pimping community, all of this started for me when I showed this clip on a recent show.
Niggas better. Niggas
I ain't
really
seen it.
know, nigga. I'm
I
on
ain't seen it.
tracks, boy. Fuck out of
I ain't
here,
never
nigga.
seen no bitches.
Who are you?
I'm Lil
Who are
Kelpie,
you? No
Kelpie
one
the
knows
pimp.
you.
Kelpie the motherfucking
Kelpie the
pimp.
clown.
You
Fuck
ain't
out of
gotta know
here.
who I am,
Fuck
bro.
out of here.
Fucking Ben Franklin knows who I am,
Fuck
bitch.
out of here.
He
No.
knows who the
Who?
fuck I am. I'm
You said
getting money
what?
every day. I said
You
Ben
said.
Franklin knows who the fuck I am, bitch.
Who you calling a
Ben
bitch,
Franklin, I'm
though?
calling you a bitch.
Don't call me no bitch, you crazy. I was in here chilling. Call me no bitch.
We was all trying to be in here.
Fuck wrong with you, nigga? What's wrong with bro?
I
didn't even try to do all that, Slim. Nigga, call me a bitch.
Who is a bitch?
Stop it. Hey, look at you.
Come on. I told you, come in like, on an extra shit. It's gonna be professional, okay?
Okay, so that is all I knew about Little Kelpie. Lil Kelpie, not Little Kelpie. But someone starts sending information on Discord and shared on our Discord server the whole origin of this story. Why is this guy there? Why is he claiming to be a pimp? And why is he getting beaten by another pimp? Or a rapper? I didn't know. What this was about. It all starts with Little Kelpie being a rapper, and of course, when you're just one of the thousands of rappers that show up every day in this world, you don't have much views. I mean, still as of today, although he's been extremely memeing, and there are now millions of people who know about Little Kelpie, yet he still has 6.1K views for some of his music. So he's an unknown rapper, and I will have you listen to a little clip here.
I'm in the trap with the hoe, dang hoe city, no, I run the dope. Gang burner up with this gas like propane. Okay, okay, Percocet right on my jerk. Say I got three different hoes trying to slurp. May sipping purple, my bitch sniffing cocaine. Why you mad cause your bitch done chose me? Why you mad cause your bitch gon' hoe? For me, take your bitch and make the hoe go skull my lean, all the hoe.
So some hoe speaking and bitch speaking type of rap. I have to say that the music is relatively interesting. It's very generic. I think he has to work on the vocals. The vocals are well planned, but they could be benefiting from some vocal modification, some chorus. You have to have chorus in there. You have to have perhaps some sonic exciter. You need also just actual chorus singers who will repeat your words so that when you say cocaine, you can hear an echo that does cocaine, cocaine, cocaine. But you know, not so terrible for a young rapper, but of course not something that will attract millions of listeners. But he wanted to be a bigger rapper, and the way he found to do this is freaking hilarious. He went to this very serious YouTube channel that does interviews about human beings. They really want to show the human behind the person. Like they will do an interview with a crack addict. They will do an interview with a guy who takes crystal meth, with a bipolar woman, with an ex-heroin dealer, with a stripper, with a prostitute, etc. He went to that channel and claimed to be a pimp. And in his interview, although I didn't know this at first, but he ends up imitating an actual pimp who had been on this show before. And he's taking a lot of his words and a lot of his concepts. He claims to be an old school pimp, and he brings with him two girls to prove that he is a pimp. Now, I don't know if he's an actual pimp, but that's how he showed up, dressed like this in purple, because he claims to be an old school pimp. And he had these two girls beside him claim that they were his hoes.
So it's not really bothersome to me anymore as much like it was. But I always felt kind of like I was trapped.
I feel that
living
for sure.
With them, or with my mom per se, and my stepdad, I'm not fond of him really at all. But so I always wanted to leave ever since I was really, really little. My mom would always complain because I'd be the only kid that would cry to get picked up from school because I didn't want to go home. So we got in a last final argument out of all the millions and millions of arguments that we've had that go.
So she's telling the story of her leaving her home where there was her mother, her father was not in the picture, and she was with her stepfather.
Nowhere, because there's that emotional disconnect where she just can't understand anything that I'm trying to tell her. So
now throughout the interview, the subject comes that they are on meth, that they are addicted to drug, both the girls and the pimp. But he's showing a view of himself as a pimp who cares a lot for his girls and who is really loving and respecting of them.
Work. Like, it might work for you, but it's not going to work in terms of the relationship with the girls. That's why you see him constantly switching hoes back and forth, because the girls aren't going to want to be out there not feeling loved, you know, just having to do this every single minute of every day. You know, you got to leave time for relaxation, leave time for fun, and most definitely got to stay fly.
Are there tennis shoe pimps down in Orange County?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, in Orange County, I've met a few pimps, and they're all just gangbangers.
Right.
They don't even, like, you could call them tennis shoe pimps for sure, but they're mostly just, Chicanos, Cholo gangbangers, and they just find out, you know, they realize prostitution is a way to make money, so they kind of get into it and shit like that. Yeah, but it ain't a real pimp, in my opinion.
Right.
A real pimp's got to have love for his girls. He's got to have respect for his girls. He's got to earn it and demand it. But he's going to get it either way, and it's got to be a good mix of both. You can't just be beating on your girls, demanding respect, because that ain't respect at the end of the day. That's fake. And so I'm just really big. My whole life thing is keep it real, you know? I don't like none of the fake shoes, fake jewelry, fake clothes that all these people be wearing out there, especially the pimps.
Fake clothes, fake jewelry. But this guy is there with a dollar sign chain and purple ridiculous suit.
Because they're just basically spitting in the face of the culture and in the face of the game. And yeah, it just gives a bad name to all the other pimps out there, including myself. A lot of people, like, you know, homies I've had and shit like that, maybe not current homies, they're kind of like, oh, bro, you're a terrible person for doing all this. I'm like, bro, you don't know the half of it. Like, I'm not saying these girls wouldn't be where they are today without me, but I'm saying that I wouldn't be where I am today without them. And I think vice versa, honestly, too. And that's because I keep it old school, because I keep it the way that it should be played. This game is not something that changes as the times go on. Seems to be what people think.
This guy talks about the game and everything, but we eventually learned that those would be the first two bitches that this guy is pimping. And in fact, it's not even clear that he ever pimped them. And so there's an actual pimp who had already appeared on this show, the Soft White Underbelly YouTube channel, and it's this guy. Now, this guy has been telling his actual story as a pimp, and there are lots of, his name is Sharpie, there are lots of things that he says that were actually recycled by Lil Kelpie.
You know, I grew up around you, your standard pimps and drug dealers and prostitutes and crackheads and, you know, your everyday model of fucked up society.
So it's just a regular interview where he talks of his fucked up lifestyle. But what I found the most amazing is this podcast called No Jumper, where they had this guy who was an actual pimp in the past, come and call out the bullshit that Lil Kelpie was pushing. And when I'm faced with this whole, it's a 1 hour podcast, I'm like, is Lil Kelpie actually engaged in prostitution? or is he just bullshitting? Because what if Lil Kelpie was an actual pimp who just started his career? Wouldn't there be place for a pimp to begin? There has to be a beginning. Now, this guy will totally rip him out. And I want to show a lot of this podcast. Sorry if it's long, but I've been enjoying it so much. This guy is calling Lil Kelpie for being a fake.
The Sharp Tank. No Jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got Lil Kelpie. You know, we're going to get on.
Now, look at Lil Kelpie. He shows up with a 80s style cat fur pimp mental here. This is unbelievable. Dino Logovich says, is he in the pimp union? Well, this subject will come out at the end of the interview.
All that. Hey, Church, do me a favor and take that jacket off.
The hood?
You got to take that jacket off, bro.
No, I don't.
You got to take that off. No, so what? Take that shit off. Homie, that's a fraud, though, but you're not going to wear that. Bro, if you want to do this, no, I'm not talking about that, but you got to take that off, though, bro. Before we can talk. Yeah, if you can put it back on or what it is, take it off, bro. Be a real one. No, be a real one. Take that.
Some greatness for real.
I'm being for real, bro. If we don't really respect something, my nigga.
But this is my
take that shit off. Your outfit.
This is my outfit.
Man, it's a fake fit.
It's a real
fit. I don't give a fuck if it's real, nigga. That's a fake fit. And I'm trying to listen, homie. I'm going to be real. Before we even kick this shit off, dog, I'm going to be real because it's taking everything fucking in me, my nigga, not to really dig in your ass about this shit and the shit that you pulled. I really just want to keep it cool and I want to ask you questions and I want to really fucking get some answers.
End of the line, Joel says, this is a world of fools that I was happy to be ignorant of before. No, I'm telling you, you have to go through it. You have to see what these guys are talking about because these guys live in a parallel universe where they have moral principles as pimp. And there are certain things you can say and do as pimp. And it seems that Lil Kelpie, by his, I don't know, maybe trolling campaign, has hurt the pimp world.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to really be cool about it. The jacket, I feel like you're really disrespecting, homie. You really need to take that shit off.
I'm not disrespecting nobody. Yes, you is.
And I will play the translator tonight because one of our audience member posted this interview on Discord and said, I can't understand anything, JF. What are they talking about? But me being street smart, I fully understand the interaction, so I can tell you about the meaning of the terms being used.
Yes, bro. No, yeah, yes.
And people tend to forget. But I am a very successful free rap battle performer. And so I know about this stuff.
She is because it's what you try to portray. It's what you try to portray. She's outside right now, right?
Yeah.
Your mom's outside.
Yeah, but she doesn't know what's going on with my life.
Why don't she know?
So first no-no of the pimp world, his mom is waiting for him outside. You can't make this up. This guy comes with his white privilege. Not only does he have a mom, she drove him to the interview.
Because she doesn't live with
my mom. My mama knew, so wait, fucking what?
So what was your mom doing here? Explain.
Oh, well, see, I got my license suspended, And I couldn't get nobody else to drive me, so she just gave me a ride. She drove my car. She whipped my Benz here. And she's just outside kicking it, you know?
Yo, Bids here. You know you lying, right?
No, I'm being for real.
No, but you know you've been lying, though, right?
What you mean by lying?
You know you've been lying. You've been lying about the whole situation.
What you mean?
Where the bitches?
Oh, my bitches out doing
You were supposed to bring them. No, fuck that. You even said you was going to bring them.
So he's asking, where are the females that were supposed to be with you? And he's saying they're doing their thing, which would suggest they are currently engaged in prostitution for the purpose of him profiting off them.
Wiry hair, a little raggedy fucking hand that you had.
Nah, they're doing their thing right now.
Doing their thing right now.
He was scared.
You was scared, bro. You was scared to bring them. You was scared to the last. That's Mark. You brought him to Mark.
I'm not getting paid.
You ain't bring him to the Shark Tank.
I'm not getting paid for this. I was getting paid for that.
You didn't even get paid.
So he is suggesting that since the podcast isn't paying him for his appearance, it made sense from a pimp perspective to dedicate the time of his hoes to prostitution, where he's able to make money, instead of bringing them on the podcast where he's not making money.
Paid nothing, though.
They're getting paid.
I
right
know
now.
What you got. You didn't even get paid. You got paid fucking trinkets. You told me.
I got paid. Well, yeah. It was
you
small
told
money,
me it was small money.
Like I
it
said,
was small money. I'm you act like you got paid.
I'm not claiming to be on your level, Sharp, in terms
it's
of
It's not
money.
About being on my level. It's about you disrespecting the game, homie, and
anything.
You perpetrating. Yes, you was.
I'm being 100%
yes, you was, bro.
Say.
Yes,
okay.
You was.
How
and
so?
You are.
How
because
so?
You're really not a part.
By the way, it is ridiculous to have a young white guy who is speaking respectfully with, you know, not Ebonics. He is speaking in a correct English. It is so hilarious to have this guy claim that he's a pimp in front of these other guys.
Part of it, homie. You How's told up? Me that you was doing it for your fucking SoundCloud career. I talked to you.
Well, he isn't white. He is Hispanic, says the Estonian. Yeah, we're going to get to this. But he looks white. We're going to get to the point where he says, no, I'm Hispanic. What percentage? I'm not sure.
I went on there for my SoundCloud career, but that's not what I'm doing.
You went on Soft Fight Underbelly?
For my SoundCloud career,
so
yeah.
You went on there to portray yourself as a pimp?
Nah, that's real.
You was broke. How is that real?
So he's claiming that it is real, that he wasn't memeing, that it wasn't a troll. He went on that original documentary podcast for talking about his pimp life.
How is that real?
Because that's what I do on a day-to-day.
How? What track you ever been on? What blade?
Let's get to it.
Come on, bro.
So the tracks is the conception that prostitutes will line at certain places. And so if you're an old school pimp, which means a pimp that works outside, that gets clients on the streets, when they ask for what tracks you've been going to, those are which lines, which locations in the town where you at with your woman. Master Slave says, so Jeff has a PhD and he spends his... No, I will not read the rest of this chat. Please, Master Slave, do not use these terms.
Old school. Come on, Shark.
Yeah,
Mr. Old School. So you say you keep this shit old school, right?
Yeah, I try my best to.
I watched your shit.
Okay.
And you said you don't never play no track. What's old school about that? With them bitches you had, you said you ain't never
I'm not
put
saying
them.
I never
wait. Let me finish
to.
My yeah, statement because I'm speaking. Right. You said you ain't never put them bitches on the track, and you said you keep this shit old school. What's old school about that, Church?
Nothing.
But I never
so this co-host is making the point that how can you claim to be a old school pimp if you've not been having dedicated tracks for your prostitutes?
You ain't never touched it. You ain't never been through it.
That's your
first infraction
of me.
I never said they didn't walk the blade.
That's exactly
I said I
what you
yes,
said.
You did.
That's exactly what you said.
You did say that, though.
Go back and watch my interview.
Blade, I believe, from what I understand from listening to it, blade, I believe, is another term for street or what the locations at which they are dealing.
You didn't say that.
You said they internet
bitches.
No, you said it was just, you said I just mostly play the.
And so they are now suggesting that he's an internet pimp and basically an OnlyFans manager for them, which would not be old school pimping. It would be technological neo-pimping.
that you said, no, I don't play the track.
Ask me or them, they have been put down before. It's not meaning I'm doing it all the time, but they've done it before.
You funny as hell, bro.
It's hard not to laugh at you, bro.
I watched it multiple times.
I watched it, my nigga. I really did.
You guys better rewatch that section.
No, I'm not going to rewatch shit.
Okay, but
because I saw that you was being fraud from the very beginning. And when I talked to you, Lil Kelpie, I'm going to be honest with you, Church, because when I talked to you on the phone, homie, you even I called you out for what it was. You know nothing about this.
Not being like you, not being on your level.
I never said be like me. I never said that.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You implied it a lot.
No, I didn't. And not no implied. You sound like a fucking snitch.
Okay,
well, you implied it.
Keep talking.
Well, you implied it.
Okay, I don't know.
So here, the real pimp is taking issue with the use of the word imply. Because it seems that imply, just the pronunciation of this word in pimp culture, makes you think about legal language of, oh, there was implications to your actions. And so he's feeling that Lil Kelpie is a snitch.
No niggas who be in this shit who ain't got no license and had their mama drive them.
Nigga, your mama is out there.
I got suspended.
Waiting on you.
So is mine.
I told her we gonna change your life. Nigga.
So is mine. My shit's suspended too. Nigga. My mama not driving me nowhere, nigga. Pip Street.
Shit. Well, you know
fuck
what?
Fuck niggas talking about.
I'm trying
about
to show
here.
My mom that I am on a positive change life. I'm trying to show my whole family that what? Because they know I've done bad shit in the past. So me coming on here, me trying to improve my, I guess, entrepreneur online persona, whatever you want to call that, to get legal money. That's what I'm trying to show I'm
it's
doing right
now.
It's not
you though, bro. No, but it's what you tried to portray it as when you went on Soft White.
So we get what is the economic plan of Lil Kelpie here. He wants to do legal money. Basically, he may never have had illegal money, really. He just wants to build his rapper career with his rap YouTube channel.
Underbelly, because me and you both know that was not you.
That is me.
You went and got a suit from eBay, trying to grab a
from
couple
eBay,
bitches
yeah,
that you know.
No,
yeah.
no, they're not
you,
bitches I know.
A couple
that
bitches
have been
that
down
you know
with me for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah, they've well,
you just
been
started.
Friend. They've been my friends. They've been your.
So he claims that the two women that he was with on White Underbelly is are two friends of his for a long time. He knew them from middle school.
Friends for
but
a long time. They
the
was down
recently.
With you. You're not making sense.
Nah, we're new to the game, but they've been down with me for a while. They've been ride or die for a long ass time, 2 years.
So you started with them bitches.
So they've been ride or die, meaning they've been totally in with his pimping activities.
Started with them, yeah.
But you said before, what about all them past bitches
that
you were speaking
hustling.
About?
That wasn't real pimping. That was ho hustling.
So you...
You suck like fuck for that, my nigga. I'm going to be real with you, dog.
I'm not going to lie to nobody.
We don't respect that around here.
You know,
I respect you as a man. Listen to me. I respect you as a man and you trying to be broke because I see a lot of people that comment about you and they're like, man, I went to high school with him. Like, you only changed up to this to... After you had gotten to, I think you got in a car accident or somebody
yeah,
hit you
I got
with a
in
car.
Several car accidents.
You got to, you had got, but you had got to a car then. Accident though when you was
I
in
just
school.
I giving a fuck because I got some brain damage from that.
You start taking medication.
No, I wasn't prescribed any pain.
You wasn't on no type of medication.
Nah, just Tylenol. They didn't give me anything. They
you
gave
know
me
you be lying,
two milligrams
Kelpie.
Of morphine in the hospital when I got hit by the car. I had a broken leg, concussion. I got a fat scar in my face. But now that, oh, you want to see it?
Kelpie, no.
Okay.
I don't want to
well,
see that.
They didn't give me no
I don't want to see that,
though.
Kelpie.
Okay, I got you. But
I'm not talking
no
about that, bro.
What you talking
I'm not
about?
Talking about that because you already said you done been on opiates.
Yeah, I have.
That's what you like
totally
to be. And we're going to get to that
yeah.
in just a second.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying. So for you to just sit here and try to look at me and tell me like, oh, yeah, no, I never took anything for it. There
not
was people
that,
that even that knew you, man.
Yeah, not for that.
That you was kind of you was a good kid.
So there was a bad event in Lil Kelpie's life, some accident. And we can see a scar on his interview at the White Underbelly. He suggests that he has brain damage. And brain damage to the frontal part of the brain can fuck you up real good. It can lead you to adopt all sorts of criminal behavior, but also to be bizarre, to be generally bizarre and amoral and asocial. So you never know what will be the result. But it's always a very complex intellectual and social effect when you hit the prefrontal cortex.
kid. You really did have a cool upbringing.
I still am a good kid, in my opinion.
You are a kid, bro.
Yeah, of course. I'm 19. I'm a teenager.
You try to even sit there and claim something that's traditional to some pimping or to
For
anything that's
seen,
even
yeah, traditional.
To that's what you've cool. seen. Where have you seen?
So now they're arguing on what is traditional pimping, which I didn't know there was. But I realize now that, yes, with OnlyFans, I guess there was an old school of pimping that didn't use OnlyFans, and now things are more blurry on the internet and stuff.
seen it, other than on...
Silver Spider says they need to have JF step in to analyze the brain damage on these shows. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Well, that's why I was co-host of the Blood Sports, basically. That was my contribution to bring a more analytical and scientific take on things, and sometimes neuroscience. Firestarter says, what's the point of a OnlyFans pimp? Well, they call it OnlyFans manager, and it seems to be a thing. And basically, the OnlyFans manager is needed because the girls are not disciplined enough to have a schedule, and sometimes they're too dependent on drugs, and they need a manager that will bring them drugs and that will also force them to be on time, be on schedule, or else they start going astray and they don't take care of their OnlyFans. That's what I understand. I'm not a consumer of this stuff.
TV or on,
I mean,
like
a
YouTube.
I'm keeping real. YouTube. I respect a lot of the videos I've seen from you,
cool.
from Kenny Red.
But where have you seen it in the street? You got to be out there to go get it. That's
so. Here we're starting to uncover what Lil Kelpie did. He learned about pimping watching the YouTube videos of this guy. So he's kind of the ideological child of this guy, but he's engaged in too little real pimping to earn his respect.
That's where you obtain it. You can't obtain that. Yeah, bro, you can't obtain it.
Copy and paste in the game,
but
that's what everyone
does. This isn't like learning a cooking. This isn't learning how to cook.
And he just said that's what everyone does, right? And I think he has this mentality of fake it until you make it. And I think everyone is doing that in a lot of fields. And pimps must be doing this, I guess, also. I mean, you have to start somewhere, right? And this guy just started his pimp career.
A new dish, bro.
How's it different?
Because I'm going to tell you this, because you have to really live this one.
Yeah.
It's some things you got to go through. You got to really put your face on Front Street and really been out there, homie, to where people know you, not only just in your little backyard, but around the country.
Okay, around the
if you've really done it, but they don't even really know you in your backyard because you've never really even set them down. You never really even played that.
You told me.
And what
dangerous.
You told me was you was gonna bring that raggedy hair little ass bitch up in here.
If she wasn't busy today, I would have.
If she wasn't busy today, you know you fucking lying. You said she'll be there for sure. The bitch should have been getting money, right? So that way she could have been here already looking right, and nigga been on her game. All that shit would that shit's my nuke. That shit is my nuke, nigga.
Well, I do get to.
That shit's minute, nigga. You disrespecting us wearing that motherfucking costume that you got on, nigga. You disrespecting us with that chain. You disrespecting us with that coat. And nigga even trying to play these games that you playing, bro. We don't play that. You like to keep your bitches on drugs. What type of nigga is you? What type of traditional shit is that?
So this guy has a conception of the pimping industry as Lil Kelpie is wrong to be keeping his two girlfriends on meth. Now he's saying this while holding apparently a marijuana joint, so I guess he's not he's not totally against drugs, but perhaps against meth.
You said it was traditional. That ain't what you said.
Since you want to disrespect her,
that is what it is. I disrespect her.
Right,
I just called a fucking
yes, Valet. They talk of tradition and it's pimping tradition. Amazingly, I didn't know there was. I didn't know I could be exposed to this conception of. Oh, yeah, there was old pimping and there's current pimping. The Estonian says, return to tradition. Reject meth. Reject meth for your hoes. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. If you want to send super chats through Odyssey, don't forget to add a payment method in your account. Go Away says JF is lying. Read the 1967 book Pimp, The Story of My Life by Iceberg Slim. He talks about keeping his girls on drugs. Well, apparently this guy has a conception that the moment you spend in prostitution should be a moment for elevation. They will talk eventually about this concept of elevation, and they say that basically you go through the prostitute lifestyle for a while, but to get richer, to get better.
And a spade, a spade. Right now. I call it a spade, a spade.
25 days sober.
I call it a spade, a spade.
So how am I keeping them on drugs?
I can't trust you because you already said that's what you condone. Like, yeah, they both do meth. You lost the one little blonde-haired bitch talking about she fagged off. Let me talk. Yeah. You said she fagged off, right? How'd she fag off going back home to her family, bro? She's young.
Not fagging off.
That's not, but you called her a fag. You said she fagged off.
Yeah, I said she fagged
off. So, fagged off is a technical term in the ping ping world. That means going for another pimp and basically abandoning your current pimp and choosing protection of typically a higher pimp or someone who you think you will be more successful with. Now, this guy claimed on the phone conversation that one of his two girls fagged off, but as it turns out, she merely returned to her parents' house where she lives. And so there's an actual question about whether she ever engaged in prostitution. It seems like she was on that interview for a one-off thing, returned to her parents, and we have no evidence that she's engaged in prostitution.
That's what you told me. Why are you switching up, bro? Like,
that's
the terminology that
he thought when he seen it on a YouTube video. If a nigga was really outside, he would've known.
What else would you call it?
This shit is crazy. The bitch just went home to her family, bro. Yeah. She just went home.
She went home.
Why would you say she fagged off?
But didn't I tell you what she did? She went home to her family.
But you told me she fagged off when I asked you.
But I didn't portray the world that, oh, this faggot bitch fagged off.
You told me that she fagged off when I asked you. Asked
she fagged off, she left, she went back home to her family. I told you that all in one sentence, did I not?
You said she fagged off, but now
okay,
you're saying that she
used
didn't.
The wrong terminology, but she went home to her family.
That's
and
how
I
know this
that.
Isn't for you.
And I supported
it's
that.
Not for
I don't
you.
Think that you did, because when I heard you on there, you was like, yeah, I don't really get along with their families, but they could tell the story. Am I
don't
I lying?
Get along with their families because
that's
I don't
what
know
you
their
said.
Families.
He's referring to the white underbelly interview where he said, I don't get along with their families.
I've never met her family.
I thought you said that you've been supporting.
I met her mom one time, but it wasn't like in person. It was on FaceTime. She was just like, oh,
but you said you're
coffee.
Not cool with their families.
Not because I see the things they're doing to them. They're the reasons that they're on drugs and shit. They've been sent off to cults.
No, but you've kept fuck all that.
You
kept them on.
You enabled them.
You were cool with it.
So he's judging their parents for having them on drug, but he's continuing to give them drugs and he's on drug himself. There's lots of judgment here while no action is taken to improve the situation. End of the line, Joel says, I think Millennial Woes has Lil Kelpie lined up for Millennial later this week. I haven't looked at the schedule, but that would be awesome.
That's not no elevate, nigga. We do this shit to elevate, nigga. We don't do this shit to stay the same.
Well, I, just said,
I never ever heard you try to change no type of nothing.
So he's talking about the passage that you do in the prostitution world should be an occasion for elevation. It should be an occasion to get out of drugs rather than get into drugs.
When we brought the drugs up, nigga, that's no type of
just
elevation.
I
watched your interview. Mm-hmm. That's not elevate, nigga. Meth?
Okay, you guys are judging my whole life, my whole career.
So they are very anti-meth, my understanding is, which it makes sense because meth is a very hard drug. And one that will ruin your life and ruin your teeth.
Career in this shit. My whole career.
No,
and
I'm judging you how you treat them bitches and what you've said. What you do with them whores.
You guys ain't knowing what I'm doing behind closed doors.
No offense. Because that's all they really is. They're not really getting no bread, bro. You haven't elevated them. You just got some little slut buddies. You just got some little slut buddies, bro. They're not even no. They should go home.
It take 90 days.
Let's be real. You ain't really moved no nigga. Go move a real bet. Nigga, go move a real vet, nigga. Hold the fuck on, though. Nigga, go move a real vet, nigga. You moving these little dirt bags, nigga. You're not.
So he's saying move a real vet. He's talking about a veteran prostitute. That would be a prostitute that is slightly older, that has gone through thousands of customers, someone like someone who's been through more than 1,000 customers would be a vet. James says, why is JFG tonight the black culture show now? Almost every show is becoming trash drama. Kanye incoherent ramblings, now this. Bring back autistic scientific reviews. Well, I've always been studying phenomena that is social in nature. I've always been reviewing crazy stuff and intelligent stuff. When there's a shortage of intelligent, I review the crazy. Now, if you're not into this, you can leave. But I'm super interested in understanding this culture. I'm not even sure what we're looking at. Are we looking at an actual argument about prostitution? Or are we just looking at words being thrown that mean nothing? Are these guys just taking the kind of free rap battle type of engagement to a new level where they make a whole 1 hour roasting show about it? I don't even know what we're looking at, but I think it's fascinating and interesting. Now, if you guys don't like it, leave. I'm sure that there will be plenty of people staying. I've always been reviewing all sorts of drama in depth, and I will continue doing it. Now, as far as them being black, I'm not even sure there's a single black person here. I think we're talking about Hispanics. Perhaps this guy is black, but pale black. I don't know about the race of these people, but there certainly isn't. It's not so much black culture. It may be South American Hispanic culture mostly.
Not even moving nothing.
First of all, I'm doing dirt shit bags. To help them and myself all at the same time.
You ain't help shit.
On man.
I'm
how you helping
ain't
bitches
shit.
Leave them on
meth. I'm helping them.
You're
how
fake
you
as fuck, church.
Leave them on
y'all are haters.
Nigga,
y'all are
hell.
Haters.
Yo, who took care of them braces
man,
in your mouth?
Take this fucking sweater off.
Me.
Huh?
My mom scheduled the appointment.
Your mom did it. You even told me. They paid for it.
So now they have noticed that he has braces on. And of course, braces cost a lot, 4,000 maybe for half the mouth, for the top part that he has. And they're like, who paid for this? Who paid for these braces? And he says his mom. So he's a pimp, but he's a young pimp. So it's possible that in the past, his mom, in the recent past, she was caring for him.
You got good insurance, Orange County. You got good insurance. Mama paid for this
niggas
shit,
don't even
nigga.
Know you on
y'all
beach.
Don't know my
you from Orange
story.
County, niggas don't
y'all
even
don't
know
my
shut up,
situation.
Nigga. Your mama
my
took care of that. Good ass insurance.
My mom is homeless.
Should we call
right
her in here
you
right now?
Ask her if she's homeless?
Should we bring her
shit,
in here right now?
Got kicked.
Right now
if everybody South homeless, nigga, what dog got
she's
kicked?
She's living in a shelter right now.
What dude's dog got kicked in?
Who dog got kicked?
Mine.
You
said you was homeless.
About the paperwork.
Come on.
So now they are questioning him on the claim because he claimed that his dog got kicked in by the feds, and that the feds came in and took $20,000 from him. And they're like, well, if a door got kicked in by the feds, whose door was it? Was it your house? Was it your mom? And why is your mom home? Why do you claim your mom is homeless if you live at your mom's? But it turns out that she's homeless, that he lives somewhere else, and that the feds have kicked his door in, and he's about to show the papers to prove this.
Look at this.
Let's see.
I am because we
and they took 20,000 from you.
They took 18.8, but they underreported it.
They took 20.
So he claims that they took 18,800 on the paper, but that he really had 20,000. So he claims that the police have underreported what they actually took, so that they could cash in on the SWAT.
They underreported it. Let's see.
It's the numbers right there. The figures right there.
No, let's see.
Yeah. Well, he's shaking out his
don't,
boots,
don't
sharp.
Say my real
why
name.
Why shaking out his boots,
yeah.
Boot,
yeah. Nah, I'm not shaking. I brought that paperwork in damn well.
Why
what's
you here?
Check it out. Underreported, too.
Shaking.
The fucking pigs are some lying
stop
ass motherfuckers.
Shaking,
they pocketed that money.
But
the rest
what'd
of it.
They take it for? This ain't saying what they took it for.
Oops. Go to the back page. That's all the shit they took.
Let's see what they took it for.
Well, don't read everything on that list.
Shut
there's
up.
A lot. But
stop
you
fucking
get,
talking
yeah.
to me, nigga.
Check it out for yourself.
Stop
check it out for yourself.
Nigga. Don't tell me what the fuck to do, nigga.
Right, I'm just saying don't say it out loud. I don't want to incriminate myself further.
Shut the fuck up talking to me, nigga.
Nigga, you incriminated yourself. Well, you with all soft white other belly with two dusty ass bitches.
Yeah, but I incriminated myself trying to get something else out of it that was not criminal, trying to go legit.
Bro, they hit you for drugs.
Yeah, they hit me for drugs.
You sold drugs.
Come on.
I did not
sell
drugs.
You're not a fucking pimp. You're not a pimp. Shut up. Get the fuck out of here. He had two bitches talking about they raided
you for drugs.
You even mentioned the bitches fought with the raid.
450 pills. I don't know what the fuck that is.
The drugs they was
hitting this nigga. They ain't no pimping, nigga.
He's a drug.
So they find out that on his paper, he is merely being prosecuted for drugs, and so there's no evidence on this paper that he's a pimp because he's not even getting prosecuted for pimping. Valet says, why are they so offended by this? Because they had the impression that he would prove, hey, look, the feds are prosecuting me for my pimping. And no, it turns out they're prosecuting him because he had 450 pills of drugs, and they're very disappointed.
Dealer, and I ain't knocking the niggas that do it, but nigga, don't come fraudulent in our game. You're denied, nigga. Access denied, nigga.
Void.
Shut up.
Void.
Who taught you the game, church, other than YouTube? Where have you been?
You're one of the people that taught me the game.
How? I never even met you.
Now he says, you're my model. You taught me how to do pimping. And he's like, I never saw you. But he says through YouTube.
I've never even saw you, other than you going in front of Mark.
We on the phone every day, is we not?
Through YouTube.
Is we fucking not?
Through YouTube.
I've never seen this man in my entire life, Your Honor.
Never met me before today.
I've never met this man or shook a hand with this man a day in my life.
Fuck out of here.
So I'm not going to even tell him to
fuck
out
of here.
You went to, listen, bro, I'm going to be cool. You went to jail for drugs, homie. You went to jail for drugs.
Allegedly.
It never said anything about prostitution or pimping.
No, no, no.
None of that. They took you for drugs.
I'm not doing that shit.
Because you're not doing that,
right?
You're not doing any of that.
I was using drugs. I was using drugs.
You was using drugs.
And I had a large amount of money from.
Now he's trying to do the alleged call.
Here we go.
So now they want him basically to confirm that he's a pimp officially, say it, but he's starting to say, no, I don't do these things. And that's because this guy is currently being really prosecuted. I mean, they basically swatted him recently. So he's going to go through a trial. So if he says on this show, here's how much money I've been making through prostitution, here's how much money I've been making from selling drugs, that would be a problem. He would self-incriminate, which is basically what he's doing. Mikronova says, well, it was in response to an earlier chat. Mikronova was saying, I can see a softer pimp style. Lil Kelpie can cater to white clients and discreet service that appeals to the white John clientele. Lil Kelpie needs to store his money in Monero. Dark web marketplaces use Monero. Yes, I think it's a very good counsel to Lil Kelpie. I think he's been keeping too much cash, and he should put that money in Monero. Mikronova says, exactly, there's lots of money to cater to white clients. They would feel more comfortable dealing with a relatable white pimp, displaying white culture, cleaner ladies, and refined drug tastes, gluten-free organic meth, artisanal crack cocaine, free trade heroin. Very interesting suggestions here. I think Lil Kelpie could learn a lot from this channel.
Now he's doing the alleged
carving. Get the fuck out of here. The software underbelly was completely unrelated to the raid. Completely
you
unrelated.
Said it happened the very
happened
next
before,
day, right?
Before. The day before.
The day before.
The day before.
Why would you ever go and do something like that, admit that
unrelated.
On camera? Who does that?
It was unrelated. I'm
it's related all the way.
I get busted and they take
you just put yourself. Hey, but
I'm
you
not
just,
gonna go do the same
but
shit.
But you
I was
just
doing
told him,
money,
even if they didn't want to pin the money, listen, even if they didn't want to pin the money with the drugs, right?
Yeah. Well, they
you just allegedly on camera pinned that money to something else, to somebody you were dealing with. You're stupid.
Come on. Niggas went on camera.
You're a dumb kid, bro.
I'm not denying that I'm dumb.
You're a dumb kid.
Dumb or an imposter.
Why would you do that?
I am denying that I'm an imposter because that ain't true.
You are an imposter.
I'm not on y'all's level. You're, I'm not saying
it's
that.
It's not about
not,
no
I'm
level.
You, levels,
but you, can...
you have to give it to Lil Kelpie here. He's saying, I don't claim to be a big pimp. I was just starting out. And the only thing that I claim is I'm not an imposter. And when he brought this paper, he never claimed I was arrested for pimping. He said, I'm going to show you paper that the feds have swatted me. So he shows the paper. So he's never really made a claim that was demonstrated to be false here.
Imposter. Bro, but you lied your way on through there.
How did I lie my way on through?
You lied the entire time. It was really for your SoundCloud, Lil Kelpie.
It was promotion for that on the side, but I was trying to get my
on
story
the
out
side.
There. Yeah, I was trying to get my story
you
out.
You don't
there.
Really have a story. You're 19.
I still got a story.
It was nothing.
It was nothing.
I mean, you have to give it to him. He has a story as at 19 years old. He may be beginning in the business, but it's something that needs to be that can be heard in an interview.
It was really nothing, bro.
It was you being some fucking rebellious ass kids, bro. If you ask
me,
you had a good life, bro. Your mom's here with you right now.
Yeah.
Your mom's out there waiting for you. She drove you.
What are you doing this shit for?
They're like, they can't believe he has a mom first and that on top of it, she's there. She's still there.
How would you even talk about your mother like that? She's homeless.
Yeah. And I'm trying to help
and
her.
And you're supposed to be the big bad
woman.
Pimp, but you can't even put your mama in a spot.
Come on.
Listen,
but,
y'all.
But had 19K got to what was y'all doing?
What was y'all doing? Nigga, drunk.
We were stacking.
I'll show you exactly what you were doing.
So when he says we were stacking, I guess that it means in relation to ecstasy pills being stacked, and they have various levels, and you take one of the pills and it takes you through a trip of different drugs or different concentrations at different times. I don't know if that's what he means by stacking. Could be.
I'll show you exactly what they were doing.
What
he
I
brought
was
the
doing,
paperwork.
What I was doing. What I
hey,
was doing.
Bro, listen to me. God. On any of these things, because there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One of them's Adderall. Oh, yeah, you was trying to move it.
Not moving it.
Yeah, 50
yeah, pills
you were.
Ain't moving shit.
Approximately 20
use.
Rubber bands. One.
So he would have 50 pills of Adderall for personal use.
Marijuana.
That's
yeah.
for the money. The bands are for the money that
no,
I have.
No, that wasn't. That was for narcotic sales.
A
indica.
Business.
Okay, people are telling me that stacking would imply cash. Okay, well, yeah, maybe they were just stacking piles of cash. It seems that they were talking about drugs, so I think it has more a specific meaning within the drug world here, because he went directly to I'm going to tell you what they were doing, and he read the names of the drugs. So I think stacking must have referred to some drug culture related thing. I don't know though.
Hold that front. Here you go, buddy. Here you go,
that's alleged, though, y'all. That's alleged.
Alleged.
I never got charged for that. That's alleged.
What you mean?
I never got charged for that
why
yet.
Why the fuck you
so
bring it
alleged.
Up here?
That's alleged shit.
Nigga, man, this
they're
shit.
I love him talking, bro.
I love it.
End of the line, Joel says, in my day, we had to go to pimp university and get a degree. Yeah, I mean, these guys are just fighting it out, learning everything on the top, learning on the pile.
Is he changing?
Hey, yo, it's called giving him enough rope to hang himself.
He tries to run this shit.
Yo, you
get the
understand.
Fuck out of here.
They're trying to make me out to be some Scarface type of drug dealer person. That ain't me.
Yeah, no, it was never Scarface shit. It's just what
drug
you
dealer.
Got
whatever
caught with like
call.
A dummy.
To say I'm a drug dealer.
You just got caught with
no
that
dealer.
Shit being stupid.
Exactly.
Probably sold us some
no
art. You probably sold us some
I
undercovers.
Selling nothing. I was using that for personal
it says right there. I'm just saying what your paperwork
say.
I'm not saying you did anything.
What is indicia?
But what your paperwork says, and none of it says for the game or your money ever coming for the game. They took a lot of drugs off you, boy.
They did take a lot of drugs off me and a lot of bread.
They
too.
Took a lot of little drugs
yeah,
off of you.
Yeah, they took a lot of shit off me.
Not even nothing like super crazy. It was really just pills that
yeah,
you probably
yeah,
already
well,
had prescriptions for when
that's
you got that
used.
Fucking accident.
That's
why you try to say I got into a lot of accidents.
Guys, the car accident was when I was a freshman in high school. That was
bro,
like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Well, yeah, your paperwork is bullshit.
They don't prescribe 500.
Your paperwork? Your paperwork?
Yeah.
Trash.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't need
you
that.
Lied.
I brought a pet.
Right? You lied, though,
lie
to me.
Nothing.
You didn't lie to me
what
when
I
we talked.
About? Again, we're circling
you told
back
me, man,
I
shit,
about.
They took 18, 20,000 of my bitch money. Like,
what's
it was your
say?
Bitch's money. Right. Sandwich, they trap.
Guys, I'm not telling
so
you.
So they
where
have
the
nothing.
Money came from other
so them bitches
legit.
Never gave you. No, I'm just saying, though, it was never from the ism, bro. You're not valid.
The ism is basically the activity of pimping.
You're not verified. Your paperwork is trash. And you know what it smells like? Bullshit. Well, according to them, a lot of this, this is what they took. They never took a bitch. Why don't I see Susan or Amber's name on there?
I smell bullshit.
Why don't I see Susan or Amber's name on there? I see drugs. That's what I see.
Now, I think that that sharp hair is asking for too much of a threshold of demonstration. Lil Kelpie has never claimed that he would demonstrate that he's being prosecuted for being a pimp. He's merely claimed to be a starting pimp and being prosecuted for something. That something can be different than pimping. It doesn't mean that he's not pimping. And he will also put a good point here. He will say that the $20,000 was coming from a backpack and that the backpack was from one of his girls.
See any bitch's names on there?
If you look closely, found in a backpack, checkered backpack, in my room. Who do you think's backpack that was? Because it sure wasn't mine.
Your homegirl? That you supply her with drugs?
I don't supply anyone with drugs.
You don't? You said
you
got it
for myself. I supply myself with drugs. That's it.
You're a drug addict.
I'm a drug addict. But I said that on top.
How are you? But how would you even consider that pimping and traditional?
Right. Well, because I'm getting sober.
How would you?
I'm getting sober.
Well, get sober first and then attempt.
This is my only vice.
So he's on his way to getting sober. He's not been consuming drugs for a couple of months.
And then attempt. I don't care. What do you mean sober? How is that your only? Hold on. But how is that your only device or your only vice right there? But when you say I'm on drugs, I'm on drugs. What drugs are you on other than a fucking elf bar?
Opioids.
Like?
Right now, kratom, but it's legal and you buy it at the gas station.
Nah, what else?
Kratom is a tree that has psychedelic effects. He says that you can buy it at the gas station. So it seems that it's one of these new drugs that still isn't legislated against. Micronova says, Odyssey still 404 me when trying to add a payment method. Used entropy successfully, though. Oh, thank you so much. And I'm sorry to hear this. I hope that this is a resolvable issue, but I'm happy that you found a path through entropy. Eric says, he sends $10. This pimp interview makes me stupider. Shit! JF with a double dose of G. Yo! Idiocracy preview. Sex bots need to get here and put these scum out of business. He says, the pimp show says the goal is to elevate your financial status. For example, pimp enough hoes, and maybe, just maybe, you'll create a crypto company, pimp out coins, and defraud thousands for billions. Sam Bankman-Fried laughs in pimp elevation billions. Okay, some people are extremely judgmental of this world, which I'm featuring tonight. It's all good. I mean, you can hate these guys. As far as I'm concerned, I see this as a study of bullshitting and using the English language for self-elevation and promotion. To me, it's freaking hilarious what we're looking at. I don't think that these guys are causing prostitution very much in the real world. Certainly not Lil Kelpie. I don't know about the others. This guy doesn't look to me like he's caused any prostitution to actually happen in the world, which is why morally I'm taking it extremely lightly. And I think we have here a contest of word bickering. Now, I think this guy is a master troll. He may have some friends who are sluts who are selling their pussy. I don't know what's the arrangement here. New guy says, what? Don't tell me it's all bullshit. It does seem to me like it, which is why there are some people on the regular chat who are like, JF, how can you feature such low-level criminality? I don't think we're featuring criminality here. I'm consuming it as entertainment. Pure, ridiculous, low-level entertainment, the kind that I like. Firestarter says, this is probably the most viewed video for their podcast. They love having him on. Yeah, this has memed enormously on the internet, which is why I think it's relevant that we review it here. Valet says, JF appreciates the dialogue because he's a true gangster. Absolutely. John Goras says, don't top tier pimps all golf for the vibes and clientele. I don't know what that means. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, hey, JF, will you incorporate any of these debate tactics in your next visit to the Crucible or modern day debate? You know, I've been before. I don't even need Lil Kelpie here. If anything, Lil Kelpie may have been a JFG Tonight or the Public Space Watcher. If anything, it goes in that direction. Now, did I learn any debate tactic? There's certainly an intense rhythm to their interaction, one that is not something I'm accustomed to. It sounds like almost a rap, a freestyle rap. It's extremely rhythmical or whimsical. It's musical, the way they speak and the way they blast each other. Even in the most hot moments of the blood sports era, I don't think we had that level of musicality in the aggression between guests.
That's it. I haven't touched lean or Percocet or hydrocodone since the beginning of summer, so it's been like 4 months, 3-4 months. I'm being 100% with you. Drug test me right now. I'll piss in a cup. I'll pass for everything.
You on probation?
No.
You ain't on no probation or nothing like that?
I got an open case, but it's...
You be fucking lying, bro.
Nah.
And it makes me not like you.
I'm not lying about nothing.
Because I just don't smell it on
you.
You the paperwork. I'm a real werewolf, and it was lies all
you
through
paperwork.
Your paperwork. But it was lies all through your paperwork.
I didn't make this paperwork, it was, so how's it lies?
Yeah, take down some spit,
how's it
nigga.
Lies?
It was lies all through your paperwork.
How so?
Bro, if you set that down for me, like, yeah, man, I'm some pippin', man. Yeah, they came in here.
So I think we can close it there in terms of our review of the video because it gets repetitive. But yeah, this has been a massive meme on the internet. It went viral and Lil Kelpie is getting millions of views on some of his videos since then. Not all, so his other videos are staying low number of views, but there are millions of people who have been introduced to this whole interaction. And so it's fascinating to me that a world with its own language, with its own conceptions, a world in which they say traditional, and it doesn't mean at all what it would mean if I said traditional, it's so so refreshing to see a different world. They continue going on for a full hour where Sharpie is saying, you haven't gotten your first bullet, you haven't gotten attacked, you haven't lost a bitch yet. So Sharpie is highlighting that you truly become a pimp when you lose all of your women and you find out that you can actually recover. That being with your first woman as a pimp is just the starting point, and that you've not formed yourself yet into a full pimp. Dino Rogovic says, marketing genius? Absolutely. I mean, no matter what is real, what is not, what is a troll here, I think that Lil Kelpie is brilliant. At some point, he starts fighting back against them, and he's like, I think that you guys are treating me that way because I'm white. I think that you guys are treating me that way because I'm different, and you guys have never seen different, and so that's why you're frustrated at me. Very interesting white identitarian argument within the pimp world. I find this amazing that that white identitarianism has made it into this universe. And whether you think those are low IQ guys that don't deserve any sort of attention, I think just for this fact, it's interesting that a guy is standing there in a universe of non-whites and saying, hey, I'm white, and stop treating me differently. Stop discriminating against me. Absolutely fantastic to me. Now, just to follow up on what happened after this interview, because this interview that I just analyzed was 1 month ago. Eventually, 11 days ago, Lil Kelpie returned on the show And they interviewed him in relation to him getting beaten by Almighty Suspect, which was the original clip that brought my attention to this. And 9 days ago, after having Lil Kelpie, they also had Almighty Suspect, who explained, look, he called me a bitch, and you cannot call a man a bitch, and I had to fight him. So that's it. That is the story. Rodi Lassid says they are jealous of Kelpie because he's doing it better than they are. Yeah, I mean, as was pointed out by Micronova, he definitely you can see just in the way he speaks that he's white. I mean, he says he's Mexican, okay, but you can see that he has had better upbringing than these guys. And eventually they will bring the question of white privilege to him. And he's going to say, well, I don't really have white privilege because I'm Hispanic. But he passes as white, certainly. And he talks like someone who has had better education than Sharpie, a better life. And Sharpie is trying to encourage him to just benefit from take this privilege. You know, you could have become someone, you could have had a real job. Don't come down. At some point, there's something very revealing in what Sharpie says. He says, why are you here with us? And Lil Kelpie says, well, I'm here because you invited me to the podcast. But he's like, no, not why you're in the podcast with us. Why are you down here at the low levels of society with us? We can see that you're more intelligent than this. We can see in the way you speak that you could have accomplished greater things, that you could have at least had a stable job or something. Why are you in the sewer of humanity that we are stuck in? Why? Basically, Sharpie is like, how can a human being make the choice of living in the shit that I was stuck in from the moment I was born? And it's a fascinating position. These guys cannot believe that a white person like this would self-sacrifice and self-annihilate by playing the pimp game. Kratom, that is something I didn't know about this drug, but I had to look it up. Drug fact sheet. What is kratom? Kratom is a tropical tree native to Southeast Asia. Consumption of its leaves produces both stimulant effects in low doses and sedative effects in high doses, and can lead to psychotic symptoms and psychological and physiological dependence. Kratom leaves contain two major psychoactive substances. These leaves are crushed and then smoked, brewed with tea, or placed into gel capsules. Kratom has a long history of use in Southeast Asia, where it is commonly known as Tang, Kakuam, Tom, Ketam, and Biak. In the US, the abuse of kratom has increased markedly in recent years. And Lil Kelpie is still there with his, just to show you how much fame he has attained with these crazy references. His regular videos would do something like 3.7K. You look back at his old videos, you know, 3K, 6K, 6K, 11K. But that's after being popular, because he's brought on this video, on the night of the fight, 355K. So that is a success in the domain of memetics. Now, on the side, of course, if people have missed the beginning of the show, we had this news break just 10 minutes before the show began. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas after US files criminal charges. Excellent. This has to work. I hope that it works, because this guy came and decredibilized the crypto industry and surfed on the success of crypto. but didn't deserve it. And he tried basically stealing what has been built. What has been built is a system of trust and trustable people, trustable enterprises that we know have been working well. And he just tried stamping a label on this and, oh yeah, buying a stadium and buying a publicity at the football or Super Bowl or whatever. He tried basically approaching the crypto world with a traditional marketing approach, and he marketed himself too much and out of existence ultimately. My pronouns are he/him. I believe in science and I support Dr. Fauci. Elon Musk's continued bad actions kept me from buying a Tesla, and now I am ecstatic to have a UAW-made Chevrolet Bolt EUV in my driveway. I support Dr. Fauci. Holy shit. People are going after Elon for unrelated stuff. They don't like the way Elon is allowing free speech on Twitter, and they go at his Tesla company. You'll get the Chevrolet you deserve, you know. You're buying an American car. Good luck. Good luck with your electric Chevrolet. Twitter trust and safety team found Trump tweets did not violate policy. As we are speaking, a fifth installment of the Twitter files is getting released. This time, Barry Weiss is back on the job. Thread the Twitter files, part 5, the removal of Trump from Twitter. So what can we learn from these Twitter files? Well, mostly that basically in the internal discussions, you realize around the banning of Trump, you realize that everyone pretty much agrees that Trump's tweets are not violating the rules. And I'm going to spare you the details and the whole discussion, but it's basically militant employees trying to push the bosses to ban Trump. And look at this, there was a Chinese employee. And look at what the Chinese employee says about should we ban Trump. And he sees all these people who say, yes, ban Trump, ban Trump. And he says, maybe because I am from China, I deeply understand how censorship can destroy the public conversation. He's like, are you guys about to censor your own president? Like, I'm from China and I know how censorship is harsh, but you guys are at another level. Are you crazy? You're about to censor your own president? Is as a Chinese person who's the victim of censorship, I just don't understand what's going on. That's what he's saying. And most importantly, at the end of the release, we see clear discussions that, you know, there is no violation of our policies at this time. So the safety had reviewed the Donald Trump tweets. They had said there is no explicit call for violence. But then some other employees were starting to argue, well, it's the context. We can interpret all of these as dog whistles for violence in the current context. So that's how they came to ban Trump. It's under internal employee pressures, leftists pushing for it, and the mob, basically. The mob took inside Twitter. And while freaking Jack Dorsey was in the French Philippines. You can't make this up. It's ridiculous. Net energy gain. U.S. scientists make breakthrough in nuclear fusion. As the world moves toward net zero emissions, sustainable and affordable power sources are urgently needed by humanity. And it appears that for the first time in history, a nuclear fusion reactor has been run with a net positive, because whenever they have these fusion reaction, they have to invest so much electricity in the magnets that hold this plasma in the air that it costs more energy for the magnets than you can actually produce from the fusion. But they have accomplished a positive net energy gain. The fusion reaction at the US government facility produced about 2.5 megajoules of energy, which was about 120% of the 2.1 megajoules of energy in the lasers. The people with knowledge of the results said, adding that the data was still being analyzed. I hope that this... Micronova, as I read the description of it, I realize that this is not a magnet system. They accomplished this with a different system. It is a laser-based system, inertial confinement fusion, a gold cavity with openings at either end called a holrum, so gold cylinder, basically. A fuel capsule at the holrum center, so that's what you want to put into fusion. Laser beams up to 192 are fired into the holrum, heating it and creating a super hot plasma, a gas stripped of electrons. X-rays from the effect of the laser on the holrum blow off the surface of the capsule. And in the reaction, the fuel layer implodes, creating the conditions for fusions to occur. If the heat spreads rapidly enough through the fuel, the energy yield can outpace input. This is known as ignition. So yeah, basically they are starting the fusion reaction with laser beams. And if the fusion reaction self-sustains for a while, it supersedes, it outpaces the energy you've invested through the laser beam. So that is a different approach, I guess, than the Tomahawk system. But the same thing, you know, something has to be at the middle of this, and it's just that the laser system is being used. I'm super happy, but they've been claiming breakthroughs in fusion energy for years, for decades now, and we never see an actual production plant started. That's what I want to see. I want to see a city powered by this. I want to see a state powered by this. Make it happen. New FTX CEO is the person who took over FTX for the bankruptcy proceedings. He's saying that there's evidence of commingling of assets. He blasts SBF as grossly inexperienced and unsophisticated. Never in my career have I seen such an utter failure of corporate controls at every level of an organization. From the lack of financial statements to a complete failure of any controls or governance whatsoever. That's not surprising. That's fine. It's good that he's acknowledging it. CVS and Walgreens to pay $10.7 billion in multi-state settlement over opioid crisis. This will be our last news item for tonight. New York Attorney General Letitia James' office announced two multi-state settlements totaling $10.7 billion with CVS and Walgreens for their role in the opioid crisis. The whole opioid crisis basically is people were going to see their doctors and they were like, I really want opioids. And their doctor was prescribing them opioids and they were getting them from the pharmacy and eventually they were getting addicted to them. If they were denied by their doctor, they were looking for street sources of it. In New York and across the nation, communities continue to mourn family, friends, and loved ones lost to the opioid crisis. So the problem is they were getting overdosed and dying from their dependence, from taking too much of it. And so just like many pharmaceuticals have been on the hook for paying large amounts, we now have some of the more retail part of this commerce that are paying for it. So that's it for tonight, boys. Thank you very much for being with me. And some people didn't like the little Kelpie stuff. I think it was great. I would take any content from this guy. It is so hilarious. Of course, some people are arguing on the chat that it's promoting degeneracy and a non-white lifestyle. I don't care. It's funny. It's a good troll. And I'll take a good troll over anything. Roddy Lucid says, JF, so if I understand correctly, you had the US send billions of dollars to Ukraine in aid. Then Zelensky takes some of that money, convert it to some crypto on FTX, and a portion of the Ukraine aid was repaid back to the Democratic Party. You're missing one point. First, whenever we talk of the FTX thing, let's not forget that the Ukraine scam part of it and the Democratic donation part of it is only a sub part of it. It's a sub-branch of it. So the big scam is that FTX, led by SBF, didn't kept enough bitcoins to honor their obligation toward their depositors. So people trusted them, and they took that money, and they wasted it and spent it somewhere else, or lost it, or, you know, we'll see what the trial says. But basically, we know that SBF used it for personal transfers to his girlfriend, who then bet it on the hedge fund markets and lost it. That is the big scam. The big scam is that people were defrauded. Now, within that scam, there are big scams also. There's the fact that FTX was the registered and official exchange offering crypto donation services for Ukraine. And what that meant is a lot of users, you know, these gullible warmongers of Twitter, the blue checks of Twitter and their audiences, were sending donations because they thought this will help Ukraine. So FTX had this position where they were receiving these donations, and then they had a deal with the Bank of Ukraine to somehow convert this money into Ukraine currency or whatever that is. Now, meanwhile, the US government was sending lots of US dollar to Ukraine, you know, through all these budgets, these federal budgets. They were just flooding Ukraine with money. Now, Ukraine eventually had a big accumulation of money, and they had to store it somewhere. And people are suggesting, although this may not be fully demonstrated, but people are suggesting that some of it would have been deposited or invested with FTX, their partner who was already gathering their crypto donations. And FTX somehow benefiting from this whole excitement around their platform and being the official Ukraine receiver of crypto donations, also was giving enormous amounts of money to Democratic politicians. Now, you find yourself right after the election, all this money has been redirected toward Democratic politicians. Their popularity has led them to accumulate a lot of money so they could pay a lot of money to the political networks of the US. And then they're like, oh, we don't have money anymore, so we can't honor the little depositor, the individual investor who trusted us with half a Bitcoin or one Bitcoin. So you see the greatness of the scam. It's like the way you phrased it, it's just a part of it. It's just a part of it, what you represented. That is it for tonight. A new guy says, Papa JF is adorable too, but in a different way. He was saying, I'm here for the facts. I appreciate that Papa JF appreciates facts and Mama JF is adorable. Okay. John Drake says, this Bankman was a frontman for Alphabet Agencies, is my guest. No ID. Much love, everyone, and see you all tomorrow. Thank you.